This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Tentmates keeping you awake? Stop the madness with Shriek Stoppers. Simply place pre-programmed roly-polies into their ears and turn their fears into cheers while they dream of Oompa Loompas singing to them all night long. Check it out at oompadydoo.wonka. Hey, everybody. This is Derek, and with me today is the only man who will use the food bits in his beard to trap the little critters around the campsite to eat later on, Carl Mandrioli. What's going on, big boy?
Welcome to the Backpacking Delicious Podcast, everybody. Thank you for joining us. With me today is Derek Somerville. He's a man who thinks corduroy is the latest trend in backpacking pillows.
Ooh.
They're making headlines.
Ooh, that headlines. I get it. Headline. That's funny. That's good. That was actually pretty decent. A corduroy pillowcase, though.
Yeah.
I used to wear... Here's a fun fact about me. Okay. Not shocking. I used to have a pair of white, black, and baby blue corduroy pants I would wear to junior high.
Nice. Just kind of take turns?
Just rotate those bad boys. You know,
I like that.
It was magical.
Yeah, and that's how you became popular.
And that's why I stayed single for a long, long time. That's fine.
Okay, so before we jump into trends, we've done a trends episode. They're basically just, they're kind of like a semi-prediction episode where we're looking at things we're seeing.
Yes.
We're pointing out how these aren't going to end well or they're silly. And I think we've been pretty accurate. Like we've been like you and I are pretty good at predicting.
Yeah, okay.
Like the aqua clip. I said that, I think that was one that I predicted that was going to die. I haven't seen one since that episode. Like I've literally seen none and I had seen them before.
Interesting. Where are you looking?
On the trail. Like I'm out on the trail all the time. FYI.
Okay. All right, a lot of them, I mean, is the new trend, I'm not really going to mention this, I'll mention it. Like They're turning the runner's shoulder straps with the little pockets and stuff, and they're, like, incorporating that now into the backpacks, right?
So right. Well, Mystery Ranch did that. I don't know if other companies are doing that as much. I'm still seeing a lot of add-on pockety things, for sure, which are definitely a trend.
I'm all about
but
pockets.
One of the issues we had the last time when we did this episode, this type of an episode, was you didn't define trend the same way that I did.
Okay.
How would you define trend, I guess, is my question.
Something that's popular for a while and then
that's currently popular, that's currently
okay. Going
because you were, I think you mentioned like Nalgene bottles as a trend last time, and those have been around for a while.
I think your explanation of the description of the episode at the time was like trends in general, like not current trends. So I'm like, okay. Oh, well, this was a trend.
So 2024 makes it clear by saying 2024.
This episode, yes, I'm okay. Gonna say yes.
All right, so we're on the same page. Yeah. We'll see if that remains.
We'll find out. Probably not. We're going to find out.
All right. A Bible verse of the episode is Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world.
Don't do it.
But be transformed by the renewal or the renewing of your mind. So, Derek, be in the world, not of the world. Can you still do that and be trendy?
I think there's a happy balance as long as you're renewing your mind regularly.
Fair enough.
Nothing wrong with a nice new piece of equipment that's trendy. You like your pockets and your clips and your Nalgenes, I'm sure, to a degree. But
function over fashion? Or are you fashion over function, or does it have to have both?
Function over fashion for me. Okay. I'm more functional. Or what are you? You're not really fashion.
Well, it depends. Like, if you're like, these shoes are the best shoes ever, but they're pink, I'm not wearing
I've seen your wardrobe. Like, you're not about that. Okay. Well, you had your Hokas, right? You were excited about
it. I wear Hokas,
so
yeah.
You Hoka. That's the trend right now. I'm like...
Oh, that is a big-time trend. That's not one that's going to die. That one's going to continue
you're
gonna
keep,
trend,
you,
I would guess.
Prediction? Is that your prediction?
Yeah, but that's not what this episode is about. We're talking about trends that are going to die.
Correct.
And not just die a miserable death.
Correct.
All right, I'll go first. You ready for some trends?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So on trend, and this, I don't know if this is specific to 2024, but it's definitely continuing to trend from the last couple of years, is the trekking pole tent.
Okay.
And I still think that will continue to trend for people that are just obsessed with low base weights, going ultra light, gearheads. But for your average backpacker, I think that is not going to trend. I think people are going to move away from the trekking pole tent. I think that people either aren't using trekking poles or they have fixed length trekking poles. They've now got to buy an extra carbon pole for it. I think it's an extra hassle. They got to find the right ground spot. That's my prediction. What do you say?
I mean, I could see your logic there. I see your logic. I would find that to be true for the average backpacker, yes. Because I can't picture average backpackers who don't do this a lot. Maybe they go like once, twice, every blue moon, and they're like, are they exactly gonna? It's not like a priority to be like super lightweight, I don't think. You know? Like, I think they want to be comfortable over like, let's lay on the ground with our mat and open and we'll have the mosquitoes destroy us. I don't think it's a priority. So I kind of agree with you on this one. Shocking. I know. Shocking.
So we'll find out. I know that there's somebody that I went with on the last trip I was on, or one of the last trips I was on, which was in the Wind River Range. Jason from Oregon he had a trekking pole tent, and he was still, he's kind of annoyed by it. He's like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to keep using this. Mm. So there you go.
Okay.
And he's a legit backpacker. So, all right, that's my first one. What you got?
I'm thinking of this one on the spot, actually. And I feel like, I feel like it's a trend that's going to die. I'm gambling here. I could be wrong. I feel like the quilts
really
are going to die. I don't hope. I kind of feel like they're going to die out because I'm like, the quilts are like the cool new thing. You don't have to bring your sleeping bag and whatever, and you just have the blanket on top of you. I know there's all these new fancy ones that like keep the heat in apparently, but I feel like there's nothing like a sleeping bag, you know, just to burrow in the bag after a long, hard, cold day. I don't know. Okay. It just seems like one of those California, West Coast, Western Rocky area fads. I don't know. Call me crazy. Right. I just think that's a fad or trend that's going to die.
Quilts were first popularized by a guy named Ray Jardine in the mid-1990s when he wrote a book about going ultralight on the Pacific Crest Trail. So I don't know if that's a current trend. They kind of died out because a lot of Ray Jardine's ideas were terrible.
But we were just talking about this on episodes. There's the new quilt. Like, it's still happening.
It's a weird trend because it like popularized, it kind of just like has a wave. So I don't know where on the wave we are with quilts right now, I'll be honest. I know that there are diehards that will only use a quilt.
Of course.
And I'm not this person, but they will try to get you to recant what you just said and say, actually, Derek, if you use a quilt, then is how you keep the heat in. And there's definitely like techniques where they're kind of like strapping it to their sleeping pad.
Exactly.
Where they're not getting that airflow going under the quilt. There's definitely techniques to it. But I think what you're getting at is people are going to realize it's just nice to climb into the bag.
Yeah. And if you're a sleeper who moves around a lot, I don't want to be fiddling with the straps on my quilt under my pad. Like, I don't want to deal with that all night. So I don't know. I mean, yes, for the average backpacker, I think that could die out. But again, maybe it's like a vintage trend. You know, like it's cool for a while and then it comes back. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think. Yeah, I'm curious. I will say that if you really think people like the concept of like climbing into the bag, especially on like a cooler night, will there be a trend where people start using the sleeping bags like in their own beds at home?
I could see you doing that. I could totally see you doing that. You know what?
Here, I'll do it for a night if you do
this. This is a fun fact. This is a true fact. I don't know if it's a trend, but I know quite a
This sounds weird. I know quite a bit of people, a group, that sentence sounds weird. I know quite a few people who will, it's not a sleeping bag. My brother and sister are included in this group. They don't like when they go to a hotel. I don't care how nice the hotel is. They hate sleeping in the sheets. Hate it.
Oh, yeah.
So they bring their own portable with a little foot pocket up to maybe like the shin sheet within the bed. And that's how they sleep. And I'm like, really? They'll bring their own bedding.
That's so funny.
So I don't know.
There's a famous CrossFit dude who is so concerned about recovery that he actually travels with his own mattress.
A whole mattress? Like not an air mattress? Not an air mattress.
I don't think on the plane, but I think he's just, you know, driving between
competitions
or whatever.
That's ridiculous.
Anyway, all right. So that's not okay.
You like that one?
I'll
you gonna grade that?
That one. Sure. I'll give you C+ on that one.
Oh wow. Yeah. Thanks. Okay.
All right. Jeez. Here's one that I know you are very familiar with, and this is a recent trend that I think is going to die in 2024, or start to die, I'll say, is the ultra-wide sleeping pad.
Oh, yeah. I saw Justin Outdoors is talking about this 20-inch wide sleeping pad. Is it a trend that's going to die?
Oh, he said this as well?
He mentioned it on one of his YouTube videos I was watching. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's like, you know, is this a trend that's going to die? I don't know about this one. I kind of think people like their luxury.
No, they do, for sure. So here's the issue, is that if you're going solo, you can get away with it, solo tent. So I don't think it's going to die in that scenario necessarily. But if you're sharing a tent, you're not fitting two ultra-wide pads in the tent. So especially the bigger the tent you go, it's just not going to happen. You and I have experienced this.
I disagree with you, because I think there's a lot of people who are seasoned backpackers that share a tent that know, like, this won't fit. We can't do that, right? But there's the average backpacker who's not going to like get a tent out and measure sleeping pads. They're just going to go on the trip and deal with it.
Right. I don't think this is going to die like a fast death. I think that tent makers might start considering making like slightly wider tents, and a two-person tent might really be a two-person tent. But then you're going to be adding significant weight to this. And so I don't think they're always looking to shave weight. So I don't think this is going to be in their benefit. So I think that basically, you're just not going to, either you're going to be adding significant weight to your tents, tent makers are not going to willing to do this, or they're just not going to fit. And so I think at some point, people are just kind of like, they might not go to like super skinny pads. They'll just kind of, they'll find like a happy medium, essentially.
I feel like I'm going to give you a C+ on this one, because I feel like you could flip a coin, right? I think you could say that, but the people in America, as we know from the hit the SOS button map of red dots, we're kind of high maintenance. And I think high maintenance people like their comforts. They like their lush, you know, luxury items. And I think a wide pad you can roll on and, you know, feel, I think they're going to, I don't know. I could go either way.
All right. FYI, our audience is not people of America. It's global. So you got to
global. I know. Here. Yeah. Outside the US, they know what they're doing more than we do. That's my
opinion. So you're saying this is an American issue.
I'm going to lean towards that. Yes.
Okay. Fair enough.
But if we're driving a lot of those purchases, then I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So well, I'll say this is, if we are in a tent, we haven't been in a two-person tent in a while, but if we're ever in a two-person tent and your pad's not fitting, I will throw it out of the tent.
I will deflate yours and put mine back in.
Okay. I will take a knife to yours.
Wow. That's a little unnecessary. Okay. We'll have to share one. That's awkward. Okay. All right. My next trend are the kilts. The purple
rain wraps. Is that what you're talking about?
Kilts. As a Scottish individual, I am offended that you are going to put this on your body and call it a kilt on the trail. Call it whatever else you want. Call it a stretchy skirt or like a hybrid short skort, whatever you want to. Don't call it a kilt. Don't call it a kilt. There's no sporin in the front. So
you're talking about like basically like a mini skirt for rain. Is that what you're getting at?
Sort of. I mean, I don't know. Well, how would you describe it? Like
I just did.
That's
how, literally just described it. Literally just described it for you.
A mini skirt for rain? A lot of sass from you today. I like it. I don't know. It just seems like, don't make a spandex skirt and then insult the Scots and call it a kilt. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think that they're trying to appeal to men. They're trying to figure out something where you don't have to like change your clothes or add a layer with taking your shoes off, where you can just kind of wrap your waist in a waterproof material, right?
Stop. Yeah, no, you don't. I mean,
I'm trying to look at it from their perspective. Is that what they're trying for?
I think so. Like minimizing less effort when you're done and you need to change or whatever off the trail. Whatever it is.
Like, okay, so if I give you three options, tell me which one is the most masculine. You got the kilt, letter A.
It's not
you
about
got B, okay. The skirt, or C, the dress. Which one are you going with?
I'm not going with any of them.
Okay.
It's not about masculine. I just think it's like you're calling something a kilt that's not a kilt. You're pretending it's a kilt to make it more marketable and cool or whatever. It's not a kilt.
Jason from Indiana called it a rain wrap, and that's the only time I've actually seen it used by a dude on the trail. So
then call it a rain wrap. Call it a rain wrap. You want to wear a rain wrap? Wear a rain wrap. I don't
know how popular are these. Like, who's using these?
I don't know. I don't know how popular, but it's not really the, like, if you like it and you want to wear it, by all means, go get it. It's your body, your choice, or whatever you want to say. It's like your style is your style, right? Yeah. I mean, I've seen what you wear on the trail. That's definitely your style. So I guess for me as somebody who's Scottish, like, don't call it a kilt. I think that just just rubs me the wrong way.
So you're more concerned with the name of the kilt versus the actual functionality of it.
Yes.
And you think it's going to die because it's falsely accused of being a kilt.
It just seems like an item they're trying too hard with.
Okay. I think this is going to die because it's too feminine for dudes. Here's the question I have for all the ladies out there. If your dude is hiking next to you and he's wearing the so-called rain kilt, are you proud of that? You're like, that's my guy.
Are you proud of that?
Yeah. That's my guy right there. He's wearing a mini skirt. I'm proud of him.
I mean, that depends on the couple. Like, if they're like whatever, then whatever. But
yeah, they may not care. I'm asking a question.
It's not my favorite piece of attire.
Okay,
but that's
I agree with you on this one. I'm gonna give you.
But that's me.
Well, like overall, I would give you an A. But because you're just so hung up on the word kilt, and you just simply can't get over.
It's more about the kilt for me. It's more about the kilt. But again, I'm not like a big Hoka shoe fan. You know, it's like. Brand me and hang me up out to dry or whatever. Like, yeah, I don't.
But you also, the only walking you do is around Costco, so that doesn't really, it's not relevant.
Wow. That was a shot fired and I avoided it. So,
all right. My next one is people. Okay. So I think that there's this like hyper focus on going ultra light and any way that you can shave weight, people are willing to do. And that includes spending hundreds of dollars. But if you have a piece of equipment and you can upgrade it and shave a few ounces, people traditionally, I'd say in the last few years, are willing to spend the money. They're like, yeah, I want to shave 2-3 ounces. I'll spend a few $100 to do that. But when you look at it objectively, spending a few $100 to shave just a few ounces is not a lot of bang for your buck. I think people are going to realize, like, if what I have functions well, I'm going to keep it and save my money versus just simply upgrading for a couple ounces. Like, I'll carry a couple ounces more for the sake of not having to spend hundreds of dollars.
So you think this trend of spending more for not the bang for your buck is going to die out?
I think in the ultralight community, it will specifically. In general, where people are hemorrhaging money on Amazon, no. But in the ultralight community.
That's a small community. I mean, that's how big is that community, though?
That's like pretty at least 10.
10 people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's really hitting the big numbers on that one.
It's more. Come on. What do you think?
I mean, I feel like if it's new and if it's flashy, people are going to buy it. Like, look at the iPhone lines. Now that's something you use way more, obviously. But like, if you're passionate about backpacking, there's always people like, I got to have the new. I got to have the cool. It might not make sense.
Oh, you're right. There's always those people. I'm just saying that the size of that population is going to diminish significantly.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not like 100% sold on that. I think people just like to spend money. If they have money, they're going to spend money on stuff they don't really need. That's always been a trend.
I think that you're going to see it where the way that you'd know that this is true is that, you know, specifically tent makers or backpack makers or whatever, they're going to cut fewer corners. They're going to stick with their models a little bit longer and say, like, either we're offering new colors, but we're not shaving the strap to be 1 inch less just to offer it as like the pro model for 0.5 ounces. Lighter. That's my theory. I don't
know. Okay.
You disagree. Okay.
I'll go like D plus on that.
What else you got?
Okay. So this is a trend I was reading about where I don't know if this is more for like beginner, intermediate backpackers or whatever, but the heavy packs, the trend of the heavy pack. I'm not packing my pack heavy because maybe there's a lot of luxury items in there or whatever, but the mentality is like, I'm going to pack it heavy because I know I'm going to get stronger and I'm going to have all the comforts with me. So it's like this idea of like, well, I'm going to pack it up, bring everything that I want, full shampoo, like whatever. I'm bringing full it all.
Shampoo.
And I'm going to get stronger. And I don't know if that's like, maybe it's connected to like a lot of these like fitness people.
Like the rucking industry?
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Right? People, there's a lot of fitness. There's so many different types of fitness out there and all this other stuff. Right. Are these people considered like the CrossFit people of the backpacking world? Right? Mm. Like, I don't know. I need a super 50-pound, 60-pound pack for like a three-day trip, and I'm going 30 miles.
I haven't seen this trend ever, but so where are you getting this information?
Oh my God. This is where I love you.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. Hey, go do your homework and research some trends.
I'm just asking. I'm not challenging you. Calm down. I'll be honest, man. I haven't seen anybody doing this for like, I've seen obviously heavy packs. I haven't seen people purposely doing this because they know they're going to get stronger. And if you're talking about, you know, like guys like you who know they're just going to get weaker as the trail goes on, I don't know if I'm buying this.
Are you interviewing people on the trail and asking them? Are you all the time? You're just stopping everybody and like, hey.
Yeah, I say, pause, please. Give me pack weight, top three items in your pack.
Are you like, I could see you just walking around the trail, just holding your pack scale out. Like, can I measure this? Can I weigh this?
Let's add that to a potential trivia punishment because I actually really like that idea.
Let's do that as like a gag.
Okay. We'll talk about trivia punishments coming up, but all right. That's your worst answer so far. Moving on.
That's not the worst answer at all. People want to be fit. And they think they're being fit by just like carrying around a heavy pack.
This is like very California centric. Anytime there's like some sort of weird new like fitness or like philosophy.
You think that was weird? I got a weird one later.
It's always if you just watch movies, somebody's like, hey, I want to stand barefoot on grass so that I'm connected with the world and the energy flows into my body. The response like in movies is always like, oh, you must be from California.
I actually like that actually though.
Do you? Okay.
Connect with your, true. There's some truth in that.
No, there's not. I just made that up.
Nope. You didn't make that up. I've heard that many times.
Okay.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Hashtag California right there.
You don't even know what you're talking
about. This one is probably my most controversial one. And I don't know if you have a whole lot of information about this one. We already talked about the Hoka shoes. Those are, I think, they're like the number one running shoe trending. And I think they're going to continue to trend. I don't know where in the spectrum ultra shoes are, but I think that people are going to realize in 2024 that they are not good. For most people, they're not good.
Huh.
Dare I say terrible.
Why is that?
Okay, so first of all, some people can just throw them on, no problems. But a lot of people that throw on like a zero drop shoe, a flat shoe, who don't walk around barefoot commonly, or they're used to other running shoes, it's going to yank on their Achilles and cause serious Achilles problems. I actually know two different people, one a physical therapist, one somebody who qualified for the Olympic marathon trials. Both those guys are like legitimate people who have ongoing Achilles issues specifically from these shoes. And these are people that should know better, and they still have issues. And the marathon guy, he just wore them around just like working. He wasn't even like, you know, exercising them. So some people, their bodies can adapt, or they're already adapted, and it's not a big deal. But a lot of people can't just do that, especially as you get older. The other issue that I've heard, not with all their models, but a lot of their models just simply like fall apart really fast. They just break down fast. So with both of those considerations, I don't get the appeal.
I think you're hitting these like ultra markets pretty hard today. What's going on with that?
Not pulling any punches, man. I'm telling the truth.
The ultra markets, the nosebleed section of hiking, if you will.
No. People wear these ultra shoes for backpacking. These are very common for backpacking.
I don't think I've seen any, but you know.
You have. Trust me. I bet if we went backpacking, if we saw 10 people.
I've seen like Vibrams.
So if we saw 10 people backpacking, at least three of them would have ultras on.
That is a high unlikelihood.
Or they used to wear them, but now they realize they're terrible.
So again, this is why I give this a D+. So you go out on the trail, you're like, hey, you got the Hokas on. Let me pull you off trail for a minute here. Did you used to wear the zero drop shoes, and did you get rid of them because your Achilles hurt? Like, do you don't ask these people this question. You're pulling out fake stats.
We'll do trail interviews.
Out fake stats, everybody.
Trail interviews next stats. Trip.
Oh, I can't wait.
Marking this one. I'm marking this episode right now. So
I'm gonna pick the 10 people.
Okay.
And you're gonna tell me if three of them have a drop shoe.
We're gonna do that. You'll pick day hikers who are going on their first day hike, and it will not
be relevant. Day hikers with a camelback, and that's it. All right. They have some Solomons on, but I'm like, no, you didn't wear those before. There's a reason you're wearing those.
Do you have any other ones, or is that our last one?
I got like a fun one. Okay, this isn't like really on the trail, but it has to do with travel.
Okay.
And I read this, I'm like, is this for real? Like, it's called fertility travel.
Okay.
And so like, if people are having challenges getting pregnant, having a kid, they go.
Wait, so you travel. Look this one up and you're like, Yeah, this could be good for a podcast.
let's bring this up. People travel around and see, like, you know, they go like, let me go to the, I don't know. It's just like, let me go get the, there's like snake oil travel, I'm going to call this, because okay. They're going around and they're like talking to people who don't have any real, I don't know, legitimate way of getting them, you know, pregnant or whatever. But it's like, it's become this fad where like people go travel and let me talk to a shaman. Let me talk to this corporate or whatever, to get pregnant, you know, like do this ritual or whatever. I'm like, dude, this is not, go to your doctor and have a conversation and see like what's going on. Maybe there's something going on. I don't know. Just so I don't know. It's like, you know, people kind of buy into like a lot of the snake oil stuff. It just seems like one of those things where like, if we travel here, we travel there, we go to the, you know, South America and find someone who can help. You know, I don't know.
Well, the common place to go is Mexico, where they have all sorts of like surgical operations you can't get in the United States.
Well, that is a different avenue. Okay. Yes. There are like medicines and things that, and I know people who go down there to get medicines that we don't do here. Yeah. So that is the thing.
But for every story of success you hear a horror story on the other end. Of, oh, like, man. I tried to get my knee fixed a certain way and they operated in the wrong knee. Like that kind of
thing. Yeah, they'll do like stem cell surgeries or something maybe in Europe that they don't do here. You're just rolling the dice. Right. So I don't know.
Okay. I don't really know how to respond to that.
Hopefully that will die.
Okay. I did talk to somebody that I work with who referenced that they had seen a shaman, specifically that word, and I was like, what is happening? So
to get pregnant?
Not specifically that, just in general. And but I think to kind of seek guidance in life. And I was like, you might want to consider, I don't know. It wasn't a spot for me to like start offering up unsolicited advice, so I didn't do that, but it just caught me off guard. So, all right. Last one, quick one to throw out is I think that subscription-based models for things like drink mix, I'm talking about you, Element, specifically, those are going to die. I think people are going to be like, just put them in the stores. I just want to buy a package at a time. I don't want a subscription.
Yeah.
Maybe like elite athletes, but there's no place for this in the bulk of the, you know, endurance, backpacking community. Like, that's just inappropriate.
Do they really have, Element has a subscription policy?
Dude, everybody's trying to get there because it's just like, you know, income you can count on, like, coming in.
I think they just know, like, people sign up and then they're too lazy to, like, cancel it.
Yep.
If it's, like, $14 or something.
Right. Yeah. So, anyway.
Well.
All right. Well, which ones do you agree, disagree? Please feel free to leave some feedback and we will respond to it. Why is Derek so wrong? You can answer that question.
Why does Carl present that he interviews everybody on the trail when he doesn't?
We're going to do that whether you want to or not. We'll start interviewing.
All of it.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So here we go. We got trivia coming up. Let's see. I've got, what is it, the trivia called? Trend trivia coming up right after this.
Trend.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Sure, yeah.
It's January, folks. You've recommitted yourself to getting back in shape, eating better, planning bucket list trips. Our good friend Rowan from Summit Strength will help you get fit, strong, and resilient so you can conquer your 2024 adventures. Rowan uses rock-solid evidence and years of experience to get you trail-ready for all circumstances. Rocky conditions, steep grades, sustained climbs, Derek's nonsense. Reach out to him at summitstrength.com.au. Thank you, Rowan, for sponsoring Trend Trivia. All right, so let's do a quick recap here. So, Derek, you're currently, you've got 3 trivia losses this season. I've got 2 trivia losses.
3?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I knew you're going to have, no matter how accurate of records I keep, I knew you'd have a problem with that. So, we can rehash and go back to all your trivia losses if you want to.
I think you're counting some of those trivia losses that were the Patreon ones that don't count.
Okay, incorrect.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right, so do you want me to like... Okay, so my punishment idea for you, if you lose trivia by the end of the summer or by the beginning of the summer, here's what I want you to do.
Here we go.
Okay. This kind of goes with, like, you know, your general issues with age. So as we're hiking, we encounter people. They could be kids. They could be teenagers. They could be, like, you know, basically anybody. Let's go 22 or younger. All right? I want you to kind of, like, stop them. Give them that kind of, like, knowing look, like, I'm proud of you for being out here. And then I want you to hand them a Werther's Original.
Oh, my gosh. So you want me to give a kid hard candy in a wrapper on a trail. Yes. Stranger.
Just like Grandpa used to do.
And their parents will be like, what the junk are you doing?
Correct.
That is so creepy.
Not if you behave like Grandpa. It's not creepy. It's just like, wow, that's a nice old guy there who's handing out candy.
A nice old guy in a candy. The only way I'm getting... Why Werther's Original? What's wrong with Werther's Original?
It's just... You don't know that the whole like, they used to advertise it as, like, Grandpa has Werther's Original. He's always giving it to the grandkids.
No, I remember he was in the chair telling stories like, you can have a Werther's Original. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe tell a story. Maybe tell a backpacking story while
that's
out there.
So awkward. All right. I'll What about, like, Abba Zabba? Can I just give out Abba Zabbas? Those are old.
No. Okay. I don't respond to that. If you want me to ask people to weigh their packs on trail, I'm happy to do that.
It's fine.
I'll bring the scale.
That seems more fun.
That pack's looking a little heavy. Let's find out how much that weighs right now.
Hey, why don't you... I know you're going uphill, and it's like a 3,000-foot incline, but can you stop here? That's where I want you to do it. Can I weigh your backpack real quick for a podcast?
Yeah. Maybe lean on it a little bit to add weight so they're more freaked out.
I'm going to make a prediction that more people are going to be like, no, and keep walking, then are going to be like, yeah, oh, for sure.
I'm imagining, like, YouTube shorts. Random dude asked to weigh my pack while out on the trail. Dude,
you're just going to be holding the scale, walking down. Does anybody want their pack weight measured? You know, like, I don't know. It's so awkward.
But I don't understand the candy thing. Like, why that's creepy? Because, you always say, like, don't take candy from a stranger. Like, stranger somebody danger. Rolls up in a van, they offer you candy. You're always telling your kids, like, don't do that, right?
It's like the hard little candy. That's where it comes from.
But one day a year, we're telling our kids, actually, do the opposite. Go up to strangers' houses, knock on their door, and ask for candy. Like, go to people you've never met before and take candy off their hands. Like, I don't understand how that works.
This is perfect. I'm glad you just said that. Because if I do this in front of a kid and the parents are giving me the stink eye, then you jump in with that speech. Be like, hey, parents, why is this so weird right now?
Yeah.
You know, like, you send him out on Halloween to get candy. Give him that speech.
I'll do it.
That would
and
be
then
hilarious.
I'll grade the parents, too.
I'm sure you will.
On their parenting.
That's obvious. Okay. Well, of course you're going
to
do that.
All right. Yeah. All that to say, we got trivia, man. So you got to pass trivia. You're already losing.
Kind of want to fail now.
I only have 2 trivia losses, which is amazing so far. But I imagine I'll have at least double that by the summertime. So we'll see.
You'll have 2 more by the summer?
At least, with your trivia. All right. Number one, what is an outdoor clothing trend for 2024? I've got 4 options here. Actually, all my questions are multiple choice. Outdoor clothing trend. Okay. This is specific to, like, the outdoor community. A, warmer. B, wool. C, wearable tech. Or D, water.
Water?
Yeah.
Wearing water?
Yeah.
What is it? What? Like a water bottle?
I tried
bottle?
To get them all with the letter W. I thought it was kind of fun.
That's so, I'm going to ignore that. Wearing tech, wearing warmth, or wearing, what was the other one?
Wool.
So warm, wool, or tech?
Wearable tech, yeah.
Is it warm and wool kind of the same genre?
Not necessarily, because wool is wicking, so you could have, like, a wool shirt that keeps you cooler.
Yeah, I just watched another video from Justin Outdoors that was saying wool is kind of ridiculous sometimes.
You should advertise him on our show.
There's a place. Yeah, I should. There's a place for it, but it does absorb a lot of more. They're hard to dry out. Like, if you go through a river.
If you've been watching Justin Outdoors, then you should be able to eliminate one of these answers.
I'm going to eliminate the trend of... I feel like the merino wool is the trend right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with that.
All right. That's the one that you should have been able to eliminate because he is heavy set against that. And I know. That is not the trend. It is wearable tech.
I was going to say wearable tech, actually.
Yeah, wearable tech. So, right. Minus one. This is not good for you. I thought you were going to get that one. All right. Let's see. Next one.
It's kind of a lame question, but okay, continue.
What's trends? Okay. Number two is what is one fashion color trend for 2024 according to a website called Fashionista? A, royal blue.
These are the dumbest questions.
That's not very nice. It's a trends episode.
Color trends. Don't mock my questions anymore.
It's multiple choice.
According to Fashionista.
Fashionista says,
is it pear orange? Is it kumquat yellow? Or is it blah, 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 blah. Like these are, I cannot wait to hear this one. Go ahead, please.
A, royal blue. Oh, B, pale yellow. Royal. C, forest green. Or D, poop brown.
This is so stupid. I'm going to say right now on air that I will lose trivia this year because you are going out of your way to make the dumbest
this
questions.
This is a legitimate trend right question.
Is this payback for last year because you missed like eight trivias? Is this
all your trivias are terrible, so I don't know what to tell you.
Don't tear me down because this is horrible. Don't do that. Making yourself look foolish. What color is the trend?
I mean, you're in California. You guys are at the forefront of trends typically, so what you got?
Don't pull that card out. It's hoop brown? Oh, poop. I thought you said hoop. No, I'm not going to do hoop, okay. Poop brown. You have royal blue. No, that's two of it. Pale yellow and forest green? I'm going to say pale yellow.
It was royal blue, my friend. Royal blue.
So stupid. This is so dumb.
All right, number three. According to Exploding Topics, that's a website, what one video game trend... What is one video game trend for the next few years? I know you're a video game player, so I figured you'd get this one right. A, moving away from video game apps. B, Nintendo will decline and possibly die out. C, retro and rebooted games. Or D, people will realize it's actually healthier to go outside.
What's the trend? That's going to die?
Yeah. What's one of the video game trends for the next few years that they're predicting?
Rebooting old games.
Retro and rebooted games?
Yeah, I just read about this yesterday.
You're just mocking trend trivia, and then you're like, I actually know this for a fact, Carl, because I read.
I'm just saying, if you want to tell me it's apps are going to die out or whatever,
Nintendo. You're correct. You know your video games. You don't know your clothing, but you know your video games.
The other answers are ridiculous. The app games are not going anywhere. Right. Nintendo just had Game of the Year.
Yep.
They're not going to, I mean, and then you're.
And people are not going outside. They're staying inside, especially correct. The youth these days.
Correct.
Kids these days, right?
Kids these days. Right.
So, okay, I got a couple tidbits. You ready?
Okay, please. Anything to get away from this trivia, please.
All right, so first of all, I've got, so we did a headlines episode last month that nobody really watched or listened to, but we liked it. And Brian caught it, and he sent me a headline that he found. It says, people feeding donuts to wolves leads to closure of camping area near the Sawbill Trail.
Hmm.
What do you think about feeding donuts to wolves?
Why are you bringing donuts on the trail? okay. Donuts to wolves. Right. I mean, what's next? You know, like cucumbers to bears?
How about apples for Bigfoot? Would you ever do that?
That is a thing that you believe in, not me.
You've worn an apple necklace for Bigfoot, so I don't know.
Begrudgingly, yes.
What was that word right there?
What's next? Going to be like In-N-Out for beavers? Like what do we, just get In-N-Out burgers for beavers?
Yes.
You know, French fries for marmots?
Yes.
What are we doing?
Okay. Yeah.
All absurd.
Thank you, Brian. I enjoy that headline. If you are looking to solve some of those fake problems, we got fake problems that you don't even have to solve on our latest Patreon bonus episode for January. So check that out. If you're looking for additional content that is filled with awesomeness, please join the Patreon family.
Awesomeness.
And then I got two shout outs for two podcasts people might be interested in. So my buddy Eric, he's local here. He just started a podcast called Greens and Blues, a Colorado 14er podcast. So if you have any interest in doing a 14er, climbing high mountains, there could be some good information there for you. He's a good dude. Proud to be his friend. And then we're all familiar with Tupperware Mike. He's got a podcast called Pickers Podcast, which is all about the reselling, garage sale. I'm on there sometimes. It's definitely different than backpacking and blisters. A totally different genre. But if you need some more Tupperware Mike in your life, like check out Pickers Podcast. So
we all need more Mike.
Those are my two shout outs. That's all I got, my friend.
I like him. That was absurd today. Thank you for sticking it out with us with Carl and his absurd trivia. We will see you next time. Check us out on all the Backpacking Blisters social media handles. Join the Patreon family if you can. We will see you next time. And remember, guys, if you want to see a trend that is going to die out soon, probably never, actually, it's Carl's bad jokes. I want to fly. You know, Carl is trying to steal my food and put rocks in his own backpack and all these things. And I'll say, look, man, like that's a trend that's going to die because like if you don't kill it, I will continue to put old salmon in your backpack. And that's going to continue. And that's never going to die. So nip it in the bud.